Kyle, what is Liquid Light?
At Liquid Light, we develop technology for making industrial chemicals from carbon dioxide.
And how do you do that?
There was a series of breakthroughs at Princeton University and at our company in a field that's called electrochemistry. And what that means is it's the use of electrical energy to do a chemical reaction. So in this case, we use a special catalyst. And what the catalysts are, if you think about, I guess, having to take a walk over the Rocky Mountains, you don't want to go over the tallest mountain. You want to go through a pass or through a tunnel. And a catalyst effectively does that. It helps lower the amount of energy required for a reaction to take place. It also helps you make the chemical you actually want to make. So we developed a series of catalysts that allows us to use electricity to convert carbon dioxide to very interesting products.
Now, how are you sourcing the carbon dioxide?
Well, the ideal setup for us is to locate our technology near an existing manufacturing facility or other facility that makes large quantities of carbon dioxide. You know, in the case of Alberta, that can be something like a petrochemical facility or one of the oil and gas facilities. There's huge amounts of carbon dioxide available there. And there's existing technology for capturing that carbon dioxide, putting it in a relatively pure form, and then we can feed it into our process.
The company name is Liquid Light. Where did this name come from, and how does that relate to the process and the technology that you're developing?
Sure. Because it's an electrochemical technology, we can use any form of electric energy to drive the process. So, for instance, we've demonstrated the process technology using solar power into one of our reactors and making chemicals that way. And so the origin of the name is a reference to artificial photosynthesis. So the ability to do what like a tree does or corn does, but without the tree or the corn. So in this case, it's a completely artificial chemical process, but we do something very similar in that we can take carbon dioxide, we can even combine it with water, such that you make an organic chemical exactly like an organism would.
You go through this process, you use your catalysts, you end up with something. What are you ending up with?
We've made 60 different chemicals, and at some point you have to focus on a target, and so we've focused in on ethylene glycol. Most people know ethylene glycol as antifreeze in their cars. It is also commonly used in everyday products like soda bottles and clothing, actually, polyester clothing.
Now, you made a very interesting comment yesterday in your presentation, and that is that what you're producing could actually replace petrochemicals. Explain that for me.
It's really interesting. Most people don't realize how pervasive petrochemicals are in their lives. Almost literally everything when you're looking around in any space is directly or indirectly composed of petrochemicals. Lots and lots and lots of different things that we kind of take for granted in our lives. The cushioning in your shoe, the carpet on your floor, the paint on your walls, those sorts of things are all composed of petrochemicals. So our technology effectively allows a petrochemical manufacturer to make the exact same material but use carbon dioxide as the starting point rather than petroleum. And so there's some interesting benefits that come out from that. One is that carbon dioxide is a very low-cost material. We spew it into the air without thinking about it. It's that low cost. And the other piece is there's the environmental benefit of actually capturing this greenhouse gas and utilizing it.
That's a very interesting theme that's common to a number of the different projects being discussed here. And that is taking a waste product and turning it into something useful that has value.
Exactly, absolutely. The folks at CEMC like to say, turn a liability into an asset, and we like to think exactly the same way. There's many reasons to want to utilize CO2, but ultimately the near-term best reason to use it is because it actually is something that should have economic value. There's a lot of interesting things you can do with it, so getting that economic value out of it allows us to enjoy environmental benefits as well. We think it's kind of strange to take it and bury it underground. So you have something of potential economic value. Why would you bury it underground? Use it, make everyday products, and everybody benefits.
What is the history of this technology?
So if you go way, way back to the beginning, the first reported electrochemical conversion of carbon dioxide to something interesting that we know of is from 1870. So people have been working on this for quite some time. The professor at Princeton, his name is Andy Bocarsley. He's one of the co-founders of our company. He started working on this in the 1980s. He had some initial breakthroughs in his laboratory in the early 1990s. But at the time, oil was very inexpensive, and climate change wasn't on many people's radar at that point. So it went unnoticed. Then a brilliant young lady by the name of Emily Cole, who's our chief science officer, came to Princeton to be a PhD student. She resurrected that research about 10 years ago, really brought it to an interesting space of being able to make multi-carbon products. There's very few previous reports of being able to do that. And then Emily and Andy and I and a couple of other people founded the company around 2009 and have been doing interesting things together ever since.
So you're one of the 24 winners mm-hmm. of the Grand Challenge that the Climate Change and Emissions Management Corporation has awarded. What are you going to do with this $500,000?
At this point, our technology, we've demonstrated the reactions, and what we have to do is integrate a full process. What effectively that means is over the course of the next 24 months, we will be taking our reactors and putting them into a full chemical process. It'll still be small scale, kilograms per day, but it will demonstrate everything that needs to be demonstrated to go to much, much larger scale.
Kyle, congratulations and thank you very much.
Thank you.